Hi, I want to share with you about a favorite link I added since I use it quite a bit. The link is as part of the content management tasks I do is, you know, the old thing in journalism, who, what, when, where, and why. Well, the where part of it, sometimes it requires that you know the zip code for a location. I'll show you what this site looks like. I've layered a text in there, and if you go to the Google Docs, I've got a link in there. Just go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com and look for the favorite link episode. And this is called UnitedStatesZipCodes.org. And as you can see, there's Kennewick, where I live. And you can find zip codes in a radius. You can get printable maps. You can have a shipping calculator done to use USPS shipping and the zip code database. So let's say I want to find a zip code for Durham, North Carolina. It helps if I type it in, right? Durham, North Carolina, and they search. Well, there's 19 zip codes, but the nice thing is, right below that, right here, the most populated zip code is 27713. So that's where you might want to locate that particular content item. So UnitedStatesZipCodes.org. Make a bookmark in your browser. That's a keeper. I think you're going to like what you get out of that. Well, in terms of YouTube, this episode is also going to be available on YouTube. If you go to that link for the Google document that I gave you just a minute ago at the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com and click on that link, it'll do the video presentation. You can see what the listenership is from this same time span last month. You can also look at what time zones are considered to be the best published times, and hopefully I can get this all done and put it online and schedule it for launching at 3 o'clock this afternoon Seattle time, because that's what vidIQ says to do. So we're going to try that. I want to thank all the time that you've devoted to this episode of the Geyer Cook Report. I hope that link helps you out in some way. Thanks to the patrons who support this effort. It's a wrap.